I find some rusty chain on some freestanding timber. I check above to make sure it's not attached to the supporting roof beams.
That's probably worth taking. Let's see if we get this off.
That was close, but this could come in handy. Soon the adrenaline stops pumping.
God, I didn't notice quite how much. This finger was bleeding when I caught it going into the mine. I'll try and use a bit of this pine resin to spit over the cap and seal it. The last thing I want is for that to get infected out here. That's gonna help cover it, seal it from any nasties. Okay, let's keep going.
As I travel towards the valley bottom, I'm reminded of how extreme this place can be. There's a deep ravine ahead. At 150 foot deep, it's a formidable obstacle. The rock on the cliff looks far too unstable to attempt a downclimb. But I've got a plan.
Yeah, if I somehow make like a grappling hook, throw that into the tree and get the wire across and make like a zip line from here to there and then just climb